You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Alistair! Oh, hold on!
No rush.
Hi.
Hi.
Come in, Richard.
I'm too early, aren't I?
No, not at all. Come in.
Sorry, Shula.
Don't be.
It was 12:30 for one.
Yes, yes. I thought I'd be back in plenty of time to start lunch. I must look such a state.
No.
I promised to help with the flower rota ages ago. Discussion went on and on.
You've got to keep St. Stephen's looking nice.
Oh, they're beautiful, Richard.
Not very imaginative, I'm afraid.
No, I've always liked tulips.
I wasn't so sure about the wine.
Oh, Bordeaux's perfect. Did I tell you we're having beef?
I couldn't remember if Alistair likes red.
He drinks whatever's put in front of him. You can catch up while I start off the Yorkshires.
Yorkshire pudding? Excellent.
Oh, that's if we can find where he's got to.
These two loose boxes suffered worse than the rest, and we had to write off a lot of feed.
Well, there ain't much to complain about.
One of the tack rooms has only just dried out.
Oh, there's plenty suffered worse than you and your missus, Alistair Lloyd.
You haven't seen inside the surgery, Joe.
Ah.
That's still in a real state.
Oh, is it?
The storeroom's a wreck. I'm working from a place in Pennyhasset, and I still have to carry nearly everything I need with me.
Ah, well, that's where I might be able to help out.
How?
You got any flood damage vaccines you wants to get rid of?
Ah.
Only Bartleby's coming up for his tetanus booster as well. No sense wasting good medicine because the bottle got a touchdown.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. I can't help you.
No, I won't say nothing if you don't.
I'm afraid I got rid of all the damaged medicines some time ago.
Alistair! Darling, will you look after Richard while I finish getting the lunch ready?
Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Afternoon, Mrs.
Alistair, sorry to be a pain.
Oh, not at all. Good to see you.
And you.
Here, what are you doing back again, Doc Locke?
Ed! Ed!
You're all right, Rob?
Yeah, sorry if this is a bad time.
No, I'm only making a start on a gate and some fencing.
Well, I promised Helen I'd come and see you.
Oh?
Yeah, she's got some news for you. Good news, I hope.
Will Christine and Jim be joining us?
No, they've gone to Bearfield Manor.
Oh.
There's some kind of talk on.
Right.
About... Oh. It's gone. Can't remember.
But Dan will be here for lunch.
Oh, yes. Should be back soon, I hope.
Second lieutenant.
Yes.
What a fantastic smell. It's making me ravenous.
Oh, shall I fetch some more on it?
No. I'll wait. I haven't had a proper Sunday roast in quite a while.
Me neither.
Oh?
Well, normally we're both so busy. Especially with all the clearing up lately.
Oh, yes. Yes, you've been through a tough time, haven't you? The old village, really.
Except one or two places which didn't get flooded.
Ah.
She always makes a special effort on Sunday if Dan's around.
When's he off to his tank regiment?
He's going to Dorset tonight, Bovington.
Ah. Don't think I've ever been there.
No. I went to Wareham once. That's quite close, apparently.
Mm. How's the cricket going? Are you still involved?
Oh, yes.
That's okay. I'll do it.
Ah, that's him back. I think he was watching some banger racing this morning.
Hi. Hello, Dr. Locke.
Richard. Look at you, Dan.
I was starting to worry you'd be late.
Well, for roast beef, no chance. Mum says she's about to serve up, so if you're ready.
Great.
On our way.
I got the posts in last week. It's just finding time to finish it off.
It's always a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. But if I'm ever going to run any beef cattle...
Oh, yeah, you don't want a gate and fence in bad order.
It's a lot easier moving stuff around now. I've got something that can really handle a big trailer.
It's a decent piece of kit.
There's only 3,200 on the clock when I bought it. Plenty of poke.
Very impressive. Can't have come cheap.
Well, you know how it is. You set yourself a limit and you see something that you really want.
Then it goes straight out of the window.
Yeah, more or less.
You're a brave man. Especially when you have a wedding to pay for.
Yeah, well, to be fair, everyone's been fantastic about chipping in. And it's really good of you and Helen.
Oh, no.
I'll have to tell Emma. Her and Fallon are dealing with the food, really.
Well, we wanted you to know as well.
So you're giving us cheese boards?
A range of different cheeses, not just Borsetshire Blue.
Well, that's really kind of you.
Well, we had to do something to mark you getting hitched. You're almost a colleague now.
What? No.
Well, not far off. You always seem to be out and about on estate land.
Yeah, well, that's all finished. It was just short contract ditch clearing.
All the same.
From now on, I'm only doing the odd bit of hedging for them to cover rent.
Better than having to find the cash for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Especially while you're still setting yourself up as a contractor. And you have this beauty to pay for.
Yeah, too right. It's going to take some graft to keep on top of the payments.
Yeah, then you may need to think a little more carefully how you do things, Ed.
Huh?
Well, I know from my own experience, working for the estate involves a high degree of trust and confidentiality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you do happen to see something you don't quite understand, it's usually best not to go talking to strangers.
Yeah, no, I know. I know, Charlie said exactly the same thing when I started ditch clearing.
Did he? But perhaps the message didn't sink in.
Sorry?
I don't think that needs much explaining, does it, Ed? Look, I'm sure you'll pick up plenty more work from us, as long as you show the right attitude.
Yeah, okay.
Now, mustn't hold you up any longer. A gate to hang and a wedding to prepare for. You're a busy man.
Yeah.
I hope it all runs very smoothly between now and then. Bye, Ed, and good luck.
Yeah. Bye.
You're all sure?
Go on, you have it.
Dad?
No, thanks, I've had plenty.
Well, we can't let the last roastie go to waste.
I can't believe what's happened to your appetite since you joined up.
You've certainly filled out. In a good way.
Oh, yes, it's all muscle.
Well, fuel up when you can. I learned that early on at Sandhurst.
What was the long reach exercise you mentioned?
Oh, that was brutal. Total nightmare.
They were on the go for 36 hours non-stop in the Black Mountains, going through all sorts of terrain.
They did have a break.
Almost non-stop, though. One of his team got into real difficulties.
Yeah, he decided to go the quick way down a scree slope, head first.
Ouch!
And we thought he'd broken his leg, but he jumped straight up. Slight sprain, a few cuts. Right, let's get on with it.
I suppose that's what training's all about.
Oh, yeah, you don't really have time to feel pain.
You'll have to show Richard some photos of the Sovereign's Parade, where he officially became a second lieutenant.
Richard doesn't want to see those.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, it was a fantastic day.
And you've learned about all this sort of thing as well, haven't you? Dinner etiquette?
Oh, yeah.
For all the formal functions an officer goes to. Which way to pass the port, all that sort of thing.
Very useful.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot more relaxed with the RTR.
You hope.
Oh, yeah, it will be, Mum.
This is at Bovington, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Lots of people say that the tank course is the best in the army.
I bet it's fun.
Oh, you don't believe what he's got to do when he gets there.
What's that?
1 hour's compulsory horse riding tuition.
Yeah, they've got a saddle club.
Well, that won't be much of a stretch for you, will it?
Can you imagine anyone trying to teach Dan from scratch?
Well, it's not like that. It's more of a social thing, an icebreaker.
Mm, sounds fun.
Horse paintings.
Sorry, Dad?
The talk your granddad and Christine are going to. It's on the Equine Artists of North Borsetshire.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't think of it earlier.
Yes, Auntie Chris knows the speaker.
Oh, right. Very nice.
Well, if everyone's finished.
Yeah.
That was first class, Shula.
Oh, definitely.
Top scran, as Chloe's brother would say.
Chloe?
My ex.
Ah, yes.
I'm afraid I can only offer you apple pie and ice cream for pudding.
Only apple pie. That's one of my all-time favourites.
Look, I'll clear these while you serve, Shula.
It's okay, Dad. I've got it.
No, it's all right.
We're not trusting you with apple pie. We all want some.
I won't be a moment. You'll have to put them on the side, Dan.
Okay.
The dishwasher's full.
Oh, you must be so proud, Alistair. He's a real credit to you and Shula.
Yes. Yes, he is.
I know better than anyone. It wasn't plain sailing for you two, getting together.
No, no, it wasn't.
But to be where you are now, and to see what you've achieved with Daniel, well, you must be very pleased with the way things turned out.
Yes. Absolutely.
They used to fight over her like two terriers tugging at a rat.
Don't really remember, Grandad.
No, you wouldn't have taken no notice at that age. How come you got your mane so knotted, Bartleby?
He wasn't just passing by?
Oh, no. Top Lock was there for his dinner. Smelled all right and all when young Shuler opened the kitchen door. Alistair Lloyd didn't seem to mind him turning up. All right, boy. Nearly finished.
Yeah, I suppose it shows you get over these things eventually.
You said anything to William yet?
No.
Oh, that's it, boy. You ain't got a mint on you, have you?
No, sorry.
I'm going to have to owe you, Bartleby.
I did think of going over this afternoon, but...
Time's running short, Edward.
Yeah, I know. But I had to get started on the gate.
That finished it?
Nowhere near. Rob turned up before I could get going.
Oh, what did he want?
Him and Helen are giving us some cheese for the wedding.
Oh, you and Emma will have enough food for a year, the way things is going.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
Your dad'll be pleased. His Borsetshire Blue's the best cheese of all, with cider.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Me and Emma had a real good practice this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Except for me getting in a tangle with a fair maid of Edgeley's ribbons a twirl.
I'm sure you'll get it right on the day.
What's your tail looking like, Bartleby?
Rob had a bit of a go at me for talking to David, I think.
What do you mean, had a go?
He warned me to be careful who I speak to, about anything on the estate.
Oh, that's only common sense.
He must have meant David. Telling him about the culvert.
Quite right and all, Edward.
Well, do you think so?
Of course. Folk like Justin Elliot and Borchester Land follows a different set of rules to ordinary folk. It's only the likes of us who suffer if he kicks up a fuss about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't you forget about anything you sees on the estate, lad. You got your wedding coming up. Isn't that enough to be worried about?
Come in, Will.
I can't stay long, I'm afraid. Afternoon, Robert.
Afternoon.
Yeah, I need to get back to the Polt soon.
Half an hour will do the trick, Will. It's a fairly straightforward briefing on the most likely route.
Unfortunately, Mike can't join us. Suddenly it's all happening with selling the house.
Well, is he dropping out of the team?
I'm afraid he may have to.
It doesn't matter. Quality, not quantity, is the key to winning.
Well, do you know when they're off?
The completion date's at the end of the month.
Oh, that soon.
Yes. I still don't know very much about the people moving in.
Lindy.
Yes.
You've looked at what I sent over, Will.
Oh, the proposed route?
And the estimated timings between sites. Don't suppose you've had a chance to check my fuel calculations yet. You know, load against distance, the off-road conditions as a major variable.
Does that really matter, Robert?
It's crucial. Time on the forecourt's dead time in a bird race.
Don't worry, I'll take care of all that.
Yeah, all right. I suppose you know your own vehicle best.
It's very good of you, Green, to be our driver.
Well, Pete can cover next Monday, so why not?
Good.
Should be a laugh. But enjoyable and educational, I mean.
Now, you're probably surprised I'm considering Felpersham for our first major stop.
I think Vicky said the people buying Willow Cottage know Pete slightly. Or was it his sister?
Right.
Can we focus on the matter in hand?
Sorry. I'll tell you later, Will.
Yeah, of course. If we start where the Jubilee Wood backs onto the canal, we can pick up a good urban and woodland mix.
Right.
Possibly even a firecrest. One's been reported on the Borsetshire Bird website.
Oh, yeah. I looked at that yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw all the other teams have got names. What are we calling ourselves?
That's rather a sore point.
It may be my only chance to check Skipperley today.
I'm more than happy to walk up with you, David.
I want to see what sort of shape it's in. We hope to start silaging next week.
It can count as my constitutional.
Well, as long as you don't mind, Jim.
Not at all. And while I'm telling you all about environmental consultancies, who knows? You might see something interesting.
Yeah. Have you spotted the buzzard?
Oh, it's a rare day when you don't see them at the moment.
Yeah. I'm surprised you've roped Kenton into your team.
To be truthful, I want him for his driving, not his birding skills.
Oh, you're taking his 4x4?
Oh, yes. We need something robust with the itinerary I have in mind. Though that has led to compromises.
Has it?
Over the team name.
Oh.
I was all for the Stymphalian Scourges, or Minerva's Marauders.
Ooh, very striking.
Minerva was the Roman goddess of...
of wisdom, yes.
Often shown as a little owl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although I'm not sure I know the Stymphalians.
Ah, a flock of man-eating birds in Arcadia.
Mm.
No one could withstand them. Well, till they lost a home match against Hercules.
But you're not going with either of those, neither?
Kenton felt they were a little pretentious.
Ah.
Since he's providing the transport, we've bowed to the god of sponsorship. We're calling ourselves the Bull Birders.
Clearly we need to be flexible.
Naturally, depending on what's reported where on the day.
Well, the pools at Webster Bridge are usually pretty good.
Oh, they're a must.
The last traces of the Roman saltway in Borsetshire.
Little egret and little ringed plovers are almost a given there.
OK, then. And from the pools?
Well, we'll see what's reported online. Mm-hmm. Cross-country, if anything's showing in Downham Forest. Mm-hmm. If not, onto Lakey Green.
Oh, the disused quarry?
And from there, a quick dash for the roost round Arkwright Lake before handing in our count at Borchester Memorial Gardens.
Looks good to me.
It's very well thought out. But you still haven't answered my main question, Robert.
Oh, the roadside cafe coming out of Haybury is probably the best option.
And have a meal there as well?
Of course not.
What?
Well, there won't be time.
But we can't just march in, use their facilities and blithely march out again.
We can buy a bar of chocolate or something.
I don't think they'll like that.
I'm sorry, we can't risk more than 5 minutes per comfort break.
5 minutes?
Lindy, next Monday is a day for strong minds and iron bladders.
Oh, yeah, we can always nip behind a tree if we have to. So are we done?
I think so, Will. It's been very helpful having you here.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to look forward to it.
We're glad to have you on board, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Not just as a driver, but as our woodland bird specialist.
Robert, are we really committed to the name?
Yes, we are.
Oh, it seems so prosaic, next to the Snell Ducks. That was my suggestion.
That's quite good. Like after Shell Ducks.
Yeah.
Will, Lindy, if we're to have any chance of beating Jim's team next week, we need our serious hats on, so... Ambridge Aviators it is.
In my opinion, very much the pick of the bunch.
Springhurst and Butler.
They were the fourth agency I tried.
Uh-huh. Well, this is bulking up nicely. We should be able to get in here next week.
The woman I spoke to, Hattie, was very on the ball. For one thing, she actually listened to me.
Well, that helps.
Some of the other consultants jumped straight in, trying to tell Save a lot of things we already know.
But Hattie's not like that.
No, no. She and her colleagues seem to be absolutely up to date on all the planning guidelines and issues.
Well, they need to be.
And they're very climate aware.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what sort of price?
Ah, well, not cheap. None of them are.
Can we actually afford them?
I've talked to Jennifer. We agreed Save can raise a good part of the fee if we knuckle down.
Well, we'll have to.
She's still willing to cover any shortfall, if need be.
She's been very good about that. Well, let's go ahead, then.
Right. I'll ring Hattie this afternoon and arrange a meeting.
Fine.
You did say you'd like to come with me.
Oh, yes, please, yeah. If you give me a little notice.
Of course. I'd better get cracking now. I'm due at the shop.
Oh, you're taking over from Mum, aren't you?
I mustn't keep her waiting.
Right.
I won't have time to pick up oil and screen wash for your brother now.
Kenton's got you running errands?
No, no, not at all. It's for Monday.
Oh.
We need his car in top condition for the race. He seemed to be worried about the cost of getting it ready.
Oh, really?
Fueling up and so on. So I thought I'd go over and put his mind at rest. I'll pay for everything.
Sorry. You been waiting long, Rex?
Oh, no, no. Just got here. But never creep up on a man with a chainsaw and ear defenders.
I'm finishing off a straining post. The whole stretch of the fence was shot.
Oh, you're making a nice job of the replacement, Ed.
Oh, cheers.
I thought you'd want to know what Rodway's said about your patch of land.
Oh, how'd you get on? Are they going to let you rent it?
No farfalle?
It's fusilli, spaghetti or nothing.
Hmm.
Did we even have farfalle in the old shop?
Usually.
Well, I'm afraid we had to adapt to our temporary premises, Robert.
Fusilli it is, then.
Have you had a look at the forecast for Monday?
Not yet. You can't rely on it this early.
I simply wondered if your itinerary is going to be weather-sensitive.
Not unduly so.
Only it could be a very long day. Is that all you're buying?
Yes.
You may find it surprisingly tiring.
I'm sure we'll be all right, thank you.
160, please.
I may have change.
I simply meant the wind and rain can take quite a toll once you reach a certain age.
You'd better be careful, then.
I'm only suggesting it's as well to plan for plenty of time undercover, in hides and so on.
160.
Obviously there's Arkwright, and there's a new hide at the Jubilee Gardens in Felpersham.
Yes, I know.
Ah, so that's likely to be en route, is it?
The Ambridge aviators are ruling nothing in and nothing out at this stage.
Very wise. Though if you want any advice from someone who's perhaps a little more experienced in these matters...
No, thank you, Jim. We can manage perfectly well ourselves.
I'm sure you can.
We're leaving Ambridge at first light and going wherever the birds take us.
So are we. In fact, you'll probably see us setting off.
In that case, why don't we start together? From the green, say.
Oh, well, we could do.
Having exactly the same time to compile our lists will stop any quibbles about the result.
Well...
What?
Without external verification, it's essential we can rely on your team's accuracy.
Of course you can.
Oh, no one's questioning your attitude, Robert.
I should hope not.
Your optimistic naivety is quite refreshing.
What?
But a relative newcomer can easily get confused.
I'm no more a newcomer to birding than you are.
There's sometimes a false confidence to your identification.
Oh, is there? Well, just to be clear, I intend photographing as many of the birds as possible on Monday.
That might help.
So at least my final list will be above reproach. I only hope we can say the same for yours, Jim.
It all needed renewing anyway. I was going to get onto it while I still had a dairy herd, but once they went...
What a shame you lost them. Well, now you're looking at beef cattle.
Yeah, only running a few. I just want some kind of livestock around again.
Toby, you're not the same. Can't wait to get started.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a knockback for both of us, isn't it? 180 an acre.
I had to ask the guy, Graham someone, to repeat it.
I can't believe they're asking that much.
It's a real leap from... Well, what was it you told me?
I was paying 95. It's hard enough finding that.
Well, 180's way out of our league.
Yeah, it was really going to help, not having to work off the rent anymore.
Sorry, Ed.
That's not your fault. It's the estate.
Toby wasn't too impressed either. Had a few choice words to say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at least we didn't have to discuss it. It's a straight no from both of us.
So what's that like, working with your brother?
Oh, well, so far so good.
Don't drive each other mad?
Well, it's difficult to say. This is the first time we've done it. Still early days.
How'd you get on in general?
Okay. Yeah, pretty well most of the time.
Not all the time?
Well, you're never going to get that, are you?
Nah.
No, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing we're so different.
In what way?
Just about every way.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, if I start a job, I've got to finish it. Not Toby.
No?
He's always buzzing with ideas. Wants to be moving on to the next thing before he's finished this one.
Well, that's going to create problems, isn't it?
We think it'll work out. He's good with people and the big picture. I like seeing stuff through.
Well, you must argue sometimes.
Well, we used to all the time. Growing up, he kept nicking my PlayStation, putting stupid stuff up on my Facebook page. Nearly throttled him once.
Yeah?
But you grow out of it. When I had to give up playing, I went through a bad patch.
Yeah, that must have been tough.
Yeah, just a bit. I didn't deal with it brilliantly.
No?
Yeah. Drove lots of friends away. I was so angry with everyone.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Somehow, Toby stuck by me. So, yeah, after that, I guess we do get on pretty well. But that's the great thing, isn't it?
What?
We don't have to like each other. But when the going gets tough, you're always there for each other. That's the whole point of brothers, isn't it?
Before you come in, Peggy, what do you think of my wigwams? Oh, they're new, aren't they?
Bert made them up for me over the weekend.
For sweet peas, I assume.
Yes. You can just see he's started some off.
From what I've seen of him, I'm surprised he has the heart to carry on gardening.
He seems to find it quite therapeutic.
Oh.
Let us go in, my dear. You have to see how busy he's been at the back.
It's really kind of you.
Not at all.
It seems so cheeky, ringing to ask yesterday.
Oh, well, why not, Pip, if it's such an important interview?
Oh, yeah. We don't get much bigger than Webster Agri International.
No. They're one of the main players in our game.
Yeah. That's why I'm panicking.
I'm sure you don't need to.
Oh, I do, Rob. I've done all the right modules at uni. Business structure, global food production and quality, all that.
Yeah, but actually going and talking to them about becoming a... what is it?
Technical manager.
Yeah, well, that's a different matter.
Oh, it's making my stomach turn cartwheels.
Oh, dear. Oh,
by Thursday, I need to show I haven't just learned everything from a screen. I actually know what's going on in the real world.
Well, you've had plenty of farming experience.
Yeah, but I don't know anything like enough about units this size.
Well, let's see if we can put that right. I've set an hour aside to take you round.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy to do it. I enjoy showing people around the dairy. Barrow Farm's got an awful lot to be proud of.
Do say if it gets too chilly.
Don't worry, I will.
We can just as easily have our coffee inside.
Why waste the sunshine? We may not see it again for days.
True.
And I'm enjoying the view. Jill always kept the garden in good order. But you've added some real flair.
Not me. It's all down to Bert.
I'm sure that's not true.
I come up with a few ideas. He does the donkey work.
It's very eye-catching, Carol. Particularly the lantern cloches.
Oh, they were quite a find. From the reclamation yard in Faircastle.
They look Victorian.
They are. Absolute brutes to fit in the car.
How on earth did you manage?
I persuaded Bert to come with me. He did all the lifting.
You are keeping him busy.
Well, quite deliberately. The only time he stops looking haggard is when he's working, poor man.
Yes. You do have to keep busy after something like that.
So, I'm always trying to find jobs for him. And the garden is certainly reaping the benefit.
Has he said any more about Frieda's rose?
No. He's going to wait till the garden at the Ball's properly tidied up before he does anything.
That's sensible.
There's still such a lot to be done there.
Lillian says Kenton and Jolene are really feeling the pinch.
They must be. With only the one bar operating and the place is in such a mess.
She's under enough pressure herself, poor girl.
Lillian?
Trying to run Amside single-handed. The paperwork and phone calls keep pouring in. It's all getting on top of her. Hence the new hairstyle. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Whenever she can't change the world, Lillian changes herself. She had it done at Fabrice.
How is it?
Totally the wrong colour for her skin tone.
Oh.
But I didn't say anything.
No. Did you hear Robin Fairbrother's boys have been visiting Ambridge? Rex and Toby.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was told they're looking for farmland to rent.
Farmland?
Perhaps they should speak to Lillian.
Oh, no. Amside only deals with residential.
Oh.
I wonder if Jill's seen them. She wasn't very fond of their father. Chasing after Elizabeth when he'd no business to.
I can remember falling out with their grandfather.
George Fairbrother.
He always seemed very high-handed to me when I first knew him. Treated Ambridge like his own pet project. He tried to clear the gorse on Lakey Hill.
I remember him being fined for shooting a racing pigeon.
Oh, yes. We got on much better later on, when he came in on the market garden with me.
He and Helen suffered such a loss, didn't they?
Losing Grace, yes.
All that seems another world away now.
Yes. But the Fairbrothers were important people around here in their time. I wonder what the boys are like.
Cider flagons.
Yeah, nice stoneware ones. She can put some of the flowers in at the reception.
Oh, okay.
I told her to get off and grab them while she can.
Simple weddings seem to need an awful lot of organising.
Why not let Fallon get on with it? I didn't need her here, did I?
Oh, guess not, love. We're not exactly heaving with customers, are we?
Yeah. It might pick up later.
Let's hope so.
How did he take the news?
Callum?
Hmm.
Disappointed we haven't let him go, but he understands why.
Well, it ain't economic keeping him on any longer.
Oh. I soften the blow by saying there'll be casual work here every now and then.
And is he willing to do odd shifts?
Depends what he finds elsewhere. But, he seemed okay with the idea.
Not a nice job for you.
I'll pass the rest of them.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he was fine, really. I mean, probably saw it coming.
Well, why things are. But thank you anyway.
Oh, it's all right. I'm getting used to being the bearer of bad news after Skyping Muriel last night.
That weren't bad news. I was wishing her happy birthday.
She was so sweet about it, but I could see how disappointed she was.
Oh, look, she's a smart kid. She understands what's happened.
She shouldn't have to understand. After all my big talk while we were over there.
Look, it ain't your fault.
How I was going to start off a fund for her when she goes to college, pay for her to come over for a proper stay.
You weren't to know what your brother was doing.
What does she actually get from me? A big happy birthday and a few measly dollars stuck in her savings account.
Look, the important thing is you spoke to her. So she knows you love her and we're thinking of her on her birthday.
Yeah, I was thinking of her, right? I was thinking she deserves a proper dad, not a waste of space like me.
An hour earlier and you'd have been here for some post-carving checks.
How did they go?
Oh, nothing exceptional today. Yeah, we're still keeping an eye on this one. Mm. 13 days M3 washout.
Do you have much of a problem with metritis?
No, not really. Yeah. Obviously, we get the odd case after a difficult carving. Mm, yeah. But with the vet team we've got, regular checks, 24-hour call-out, it's not much of a problem for long.
That must make life easy.
No, they're an excellent bunch, generally.
Not always.
Well, there were a couple of hiccups straight after the flood. Mm. We had problems with blood tests when some of the team struggled to get in.
Mm, that sort of thing happened everywhere.
Mm, yeah. No, we managed to cope in the end. And as you say, lots of things happened in the heat of the moment then. Mm. Can't hold that against people afterwards.
No,
in normal circumstances, we couldn't wish for a better bunch of vets. Ready to head back to the office?
Sure. Well, what's your herd health like overall?
Oh, very good. Yeah. I'll show you the figures back at base.
Please.
Yeah, we're comfortably below the national average for mastitis and infertility. Overall, these girls couldn't be better off.
They seem happy enough.
Yeah, do you know the biggest health risk in a place like this?
No, what's that?
The staff.
Oh.
Yeah, you can put all the biosecurity procedures you like in place, but it takes just one idiot leading a sick cow the wrong way around a unit, or even just leaving the wrong door open, and problems start.
Contamination?
That's it. Mm. Most of the time I find people need twice as much watching as the stock.
Interesting point. Might be worth mentioning in my interview.
She did tell me. Mm. I'll let you pour your own tonic.
Oh, you remembered.
Slice of lime, not lemon.
Oh, I usually forget to say.
No, that's all gone in my memory bank, Carol.
No.
Who was it?
Not Janine.
There's £4, please. No, I think Janine's already moved on to another salon.
Taking her two J's with her, no doubt.
Lillian did say. It might have been the owner himself.
There we are.
Thanks.
And she's pleased with what he's done?
Well, I ain't sure. It's a nice colour. But sometimes your hair can look younger than your face. You know what I mean?
Indeed I do.
Oh, I expect it'll be all right when it softens a little.
Afternoon, Carol.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
You having lunch with us?
No, I'm waiting for Hilary Noakes.
Oh, Hilary's coming here, is she?
She hasn't graced us with her presence in a long time.
She wants to pick my brains about herb gardens. Oh. I suggested meeting here. Anything to avoid her blessed cockatoo.
Oh, yes. Benson is something of an acquired taste. Yeah.
I'd better go and bag some seats while I can.
Hmm. No shortage of choice.
No.
Anything happened while I was on the phone?
Barry burst an empty crisp packet.
Huh?
Nathan Booth had another half.
Not rushed off your feet, then?
Not really. How'd you get on with the bar suppliers?
Well, they've agreed to extend our credit.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah, only on wine and glassware, though.
How long for?
A month.
Will that be long enough while we get straightened out?
Let's hope so.
Oh, we're getting there, Kenton. Only one credit card to worry about. Winning over the suppliers.
Well, the chap I spoke to didn't seem very won over.
It took a lot of persuading.
Just a bit. It was humiliating.
Why?
I virtually had to grovel.
Oh, at least you'd done it.
I'm 56 years old, Jolene, and still juggling debts like a student.
Oh, come on, we agreed. Asking for an extension was the most sensible thing to do.
Only because I'm as useless as a businessman as I am as a dad.
Oh, darling, don't start that again.
Sorry, I can't help it.
What's happened to your positive attitude, eh? Fighting back after the flood.
It's hard to go on believing in yourself when you just keep messing up.
We ain't messing up. We're doing all the right things.
Yeah, but I should never have got us in such a bad place.
You didn't put us here. Oh, what was the other thing? David rang on the landline.
Oh, did he? Oh, the day just gets better and better.
I told him you were busy. He seemed really keen to talk.
Oh.
He said he'd left a voicemail for you a couple of times.
Yeah, well, he can go on leaving voicemail till his head goes pop. I don't want to talk to him.
No, I didn't think you would.
Oh, got up my nose enough last week.
Help him with the burgers.
Sir Galahad. There can't be anything that sanctimonious little brother of mine hasn't said already anyway.
Shush! Nathan's looking over.
Look, why won't he just let it go? He's done enough damage.
I know.
Do you know what? It'd be much simpler if we weren't even related. A quick hello once a year would cover all that we've got in common. How'd you leave it with him?
I promised to tell you he rang.
Oh, God, I wish you hadn't.
Oh, don't worry. I never said anything about you ringing back. If you want to forget it and ignore him, go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Jim. What are you peeping at now?
I'm not peeping at anything, Carol.
Aha, the binoculars are just a fashion statement.
I'm trying to determine if that's a male or female starling. It's all in the eye.
Is it?
The females have a lighter ring round the iris.
The starling on the chimney stack?
Yes.
They must be very good binoculars.
They are.
Able to see sideways. You appeared to be staring straight into the Dower House garden.
No, I wasn't.
Can I have a look? Thanks.
Carol.
Oh, they're very blurry.
Lunch is ready.
Can I have my binoculars back, please?
Oh, that's
I'll be
better.
In a minute.
Oh, my goodness. That is impressive. Robert,
it's simply enormous.
Only as big as it needs to be.
But won't it wobble all over the place?
Not on the tripod.
Oh, I wondered why you were skulking out here.
I told you our old telephoto lens wasn't up to the job, Lindy. Not for next week.
Well, I didn't know you were buying a new one today.
Sure, I mentioned it before I went out.
How much did this monstrosity cost?
Not that much, really. Not for a 500 mil.
Robert.
And I got a very good discount on the extender. Doubles the focal length.
Does it?
It'll be perfect for the race.
But we've so many other things to pay for before we can move back to Ambridge Hall.
This is an investment, Lindy. Worth every penny. Have a look.
No, thank you, Robert. I only came to say the soup's on the table.
Lindy, it won't take a moment. Go on.
Well, don't grumble to me if it gets cold.
I set it up on a dunnock in the hedge. I don't know if he's still there.
Oh.
Good, isn't it?
There's so much detail.
Isn't it extraordinary?
There's such a lovely pattern on its back. It looks so dowdy to the naked eye.
Now let anyone question our log during the race. This will settle any disputes.
Oh, it's moved.
Well, have a good scan round and snap anything interesting. You know how to turn it.
Oh, it's marvellous. I can pick out the veins on the ivy leaves. Oh, there's something bobbing around at the top of the hedge. Good heavens, what's he playing at?
Lindy?
Are you looking for anything in particular, Jim?
Oh, good afternoon, Linda. Robert?
What's he up to?
Carol's with him.
Lovely day, isn't it? I was taking a look at the starling on the chimney.
So he says.
I'd quite forgotten you're both still staying here.
Nonsense. He was spying on you, Robert.
Ah, were you?
I was doing no such thing. I was trying to determine the starling's gender. I only happened to glance at your camera by accident.
He's in complete awe. Well,
far from it.
Do you think it's a useful little addition for next week?
Fancy gadgets are no substitute for a good eye.
The bull birders must be starting to feel nervous, Jim.
No, we're not.
I can't imagine any other reason to check up on the opposition.
I'm not checking up.
Come in. Take a decent look, if you like.
No, thank you.
I've nothing to hide. I was due to upgrade anyway.
It looks very powerful.
Well, not too bad. F4, 500 mil focus.
Double that with the extender.
Don't you want to go in and see what you're up against, Jim?
No, I don't. I'm due back at the stables shortly.
And our lunch is getting cold, so if you've seen quite enough, Jim, I'll say good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Come on, Robert.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
I better just bring the camera in.
Thank you so much for your exquisite tact and diplomacy there, Carol.
He's determined to do well, isn't he? That looks a tremendous piece of equipment.
In my experience, big telephoto lens, small tick list.
You right, Charlie?
Yes, how are you, Ed?
Good.
Are you busy this week?
Why?
Well, you know you cleared one of our ditches off the lower Loxley Road.
Yeah, I shifted all the muck away, didn't I?
It's not that. It's the field edge behind it.
Oh?
Now, the fence is supposed to be stock-proof. It turns out it isn't.
No?
Yeah, we've got deer going in, wrecking the oilseed rake.
Yeah, well, that's not down to me. I didn't touch the fence while I was working there.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's your fault.
I kept well away from it.
Yes, is there any chance of patching it up in a couple of places? Oh. We'll pay the going rate.
Yeah? Okay.
I can't see it taking more than half a day, if that, but the sooner it's done, the better.
Well, I'll take a look this afternoon, if you like.
Ah, good man. Look, name a time and I'll meet you there.
So he does it a lot?
Only when there's no one in the pub to talk to.
It gave Hilary a terrible shock.
It gave me a terrible shock the first time I heard it.
I never knew you could get so much noise out of an empty crisp packet.
Jolene's told Barry 100 times to stop. He never takes any notice. Enjoys being a nuisance far too much.
He seems rather high-spirited all round.
You mean the mullet and the skull tattoos?
Amongst other things.
He's from Pennyhasset.
Ah. Poor Hilary almost jumped out of her skin.
I wouldn't have put you two down as drinking companions.
She's very interested in herbs and natural remedies. Actually, I'm letting her have some of my ransoms.
Oh, that's what the garlicky smell is.
I was picking some in Hayden Wood before I stumbled over you, lurking with intent.
That wasn't a very helpful intervention, Carol.
I couldn't resist. Barry and I must be two of a kind, born to make mischief.
Typical of Robert to assume I was spying on him.
I never realised bird watching was so competitive.
Only on his side. I don't have a competitive bone in my body.
No?
I see ornithology as something quite different. The chance to stop dwelling on our own petty concerns for a while. To stretch our eyes and appreciate the treasures of the world around us.
What a nice way to put it.
I hope it brings Kenton a little respite next week.
Yes. He's not very chipper at the moment, is he?
No, poor chap. Under all the show, he constantly worries he's letting people down. Yeah. Himself, most of all.
Well, this is me home. Thanks for your company, Jim.
Not at all.
Unless you want to come in for a cup of something.
That's kind of you, but I've promised to take Christine into Borchester for afternoon tea and scones.
Another time, then.
When and if I ever forgive you for stirring up trouble.
You're honestly not worried by the Ambridge Aviators' preparations.
Well, I've no reason to be worried, Carol. The bull birders have their own secret weapon, should the need arise.
I thought you were impressed with it.
I was, till I saw the receipt.
We're paying for quality.
You've paid for quality, Robert. I thought that money was earmarked for new carpets and furniture.
We've got the insurance.
Yes, but that
little nest egg was to help make our lovely home beautiful again, and now it's gone.
I'm sorry, Lindy.
We didn't even discuss spending this much on a lens.
And an extender.
And now you're splitting hairs.
I thought about consulting you, but then I decided against.
For heaven's sake, why?
You might have said no.
I definitely have said no.
That's why I couldn't risk it.
Robert!
For months, I've had to put up with Jim Lloyd patronising me, casting doubt on my identifications, implying I'm at a loss distinguishing bar-tailed and black-tailed godwits.
You shouldn't take any notice.
Perhaps I shouldn't, but you don't know what it does to a man, Lindy. You start to question yourself. You lose confidence in telling common waders apart. Not or Dunlin or even a Sanderling. I can only be pushed so far.
I could have told him that.
When he accused me of being an optimistically naive birder, he crossed the line. That's it. I'm not backing down anymore.
Quite right.
Monday is payback time. And if that means titanium lens barrel components, so be it. I have no choice. Can you possibly understand, Lindy?
Oh, yes, Robert, yes, I do understand. And I'm 100% behind you.
So it's just the two places?
Yeah. Now, we're only talking sticking plasters, not permanent repairs.
Oh, I get you.
Rip out the broken posts at both sites and run fresh wire across the gaps. Enough to keep the deer out until we can replace the whole run.
Okay, well, I can do that.
And we've got everything you need at Barrow Farm.
Well, I'll head up there now. Make a start.
You've nothing else on this afternoon?
Nothing that can't wait.
Well, great. You can see the damage they've done, grazing and rolling.
Well, they won't be getting back in tonight. Not through here, anyway.
Thanks very much.
No, thank you. Wasn't sure the estate was going to use me again, except for edging.
Why not?
Oh, I didn't know how happy you were with the clear-up.
Well, I haven't heard any complaints.
No?
Well, so far, anyway. And this won't pay much, but at least it's something.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you were hoping to be shot of the tenancy.
Yeah, yeah, I don't really get that.
There's nothing to get. The Fairbrothers said no, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, they kind of had to turn it down. It was such a jump, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Straight to 180 an acre.
I was a little surprised myself.
Twice what I'm paying.
Well, the market's moved on since you started your tenancy.
I knew it would go up, but by that much? Rex said it was a real deal-breaker.
We're entitled to look for the full commercial value.
Well, yeah, but it's not the easiest piece of land to rent out.
It's not the best. It's not the worst, either.
I reckon if it had been 1.5, 1.10, maybe they'd have taken that.
Now we'll never know.
Well, it's still better than being stuck with me another year and a half. I reckon you asked too much.
I didn't ask anything.
No. Yeah, I know.
It's not my job to set rent.
No, I'm just sounding off. You're right. I got my hopes up.
That's not our fault, Ed.
No. I was being stupid. Hoping I'd have some leeway to at least start looking at honeymoons.
How is the wedding coming along? Not long now, is it?
It's just over a week.
Getting nervous?
No. Well, sometimes. You ever been married?
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stick my nose in.
No, it's all right. I haven't found the right person yet, but you obviously have.
Yeah, I'm doing all right out of it. I'm not sure about Em.
Well, she must see something in you.
Yeah, I guess so. And everyone else has been brilliant.
You said the whole village is getting involved.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. All the food, drink, flowers, decorations, everything. I've hardly had to put my hand in my pocket, which is just as well.
It shows what people think of you.
Yeah, yeah. They've been great. I guess it's only me who's never mind.
What?
Well, it's like my mum and dad, Em's family, we're all our mates. Everyone's going flat out to make the wedding work. There's just one stupid little thing that they're on at me to make it perfect. And all I do is keep thinking of reasons not to.
And what is this stupid little thing?
Nothing. It's not just down to me anyway, so there's no point talking about it. It's never going to happen. I'll make a start on that fence, yeah?
Santa won't come any quicker for you waiting, Tony.
Hello, Jazza.
What time they bring in the bull?
Oh, not for half an hour yet.
What are you hanging around new for, then?
I came out to make sure the pen's ready.
Oh, aye. Tommins, you only were on it earlier.
Yeah, there's plenty of hay in the rack.
Looking forward to it?
Oh, very much so.
Any nerves at all?
No. Well, naturally I've been thinking about what happened with Otto.
If I was you, I'd be watching for an upstairs windy. The other side of Ambridge.
Oh, I'm only here to make sure Johnny doesn't get involved. I'm not helping unload, I can't.
No.
That's down to Tom and the driver. But I want to see how it goes.
Ah, well, I'll be in the feed store if you need empty else.
Well, they shouldn't do. Most beef bulls are very docile.
Aye.
I expect this one will be straight off the lorry into the pen.
I'm only saying I'm there if I'm needed.
Oh, that's very decent of you.
I couldn't work with cattle. No full time. No smart enough to keep you entertained. All of my girls.
We know you're a big man through and through.
But I don't mind helping now and then. Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
I'm only smoking just out my belly greeting.
You're hungry?
Starving. Looked in at the shop for a snack. Some selfish beggars had the last of the donuts.
Oh.
Not just one, but three.
Isn't that what you usually have?
Aye. You'd have thought Susan would have said they were reserved.
Well, there must have been something else to eat in there.
When your heart's set in a custard donut, anything else tastes a disappointment.
Well, save your appetite. We're having a special meal tonight.
Are we?
Yeah, to mark this being a big day for the beef business. Helen and Rob are bringing Henry over.
Oh, aye, Johnny said.
And Helen's making one of her favourite dishes. Three lentil bake with side salad.
Three lentil bake. Fantastic.
I spelled it out for him, Kenton.
Oh, good.
If it happens again, we won't sell him any more crisps. Simple as that.
Quite right.
I mean, a joke's a joke. You can take it too far.
True. And what did Harrison want?
Oh, nothing important. Just seeing if Fallon was about. He said there's been some progress with the bunting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a possible sighting soon after it disappeared.
Where?
Oh, I don't know. Just got to follow it up yet.
I wish we could buy a replacement.
Oh, Fallon will manage.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, it'd be nice to help.
Yeah, it would. But we can't afford them nice gestures at the moment.
We can't afford anything.
What food you got on the night?
Oh, evening, Jezza.
Not very much, I'm afraid.
We're still restricted to sandwiches and the microwave.
Mm. What's the hot meals?
Well, till we get a delivery, it's only steak and kidney pie or cheese pasty.
Brilliant. I love that.
Which?
Both. I've not eaten for hours.
Oh. I'll pop them in. Anything to drink?
Aye, a lager, please.
Right, I'll get it. Sorry, I had more of a choice.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Oh, I wish all our customers were as easily pleased.
You've saved me for your nightmare, Julie.
Am I?
The alternative was three lentil bake, as if one lentil isn't bad enough.
Oh, sounds all right to me.
You're joking, aren't you? Put my boot in the microwave, you'll get a better meal.
You ever tried lentil bake?
Aye, once. Early on at Bridge Farm.
That won't be long.
One small portion would feel an airship. I can't face a second go.
Here you are.
They're not feeding you properly.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Pat and Tony have been brilliant putting me up, but they're awful keen on this healthy eating.
Oh, I see.
My taste buds have almost forgot what they're for.
It's 790, please, Jazzer.
But don't say anything, eh?
Oh, no, no, of course not.
Had to make a wee bit of an excuse to get out. There you go.
They won't hear anything from us.
And I'll bring the pie and pasty over, if you like.
Aye, all right. I'll be out there with the big man.
Uh-oh.
Barry!
Back out here again, Grandad.
Having a last look before supper. Do you know if it's nearly ready?
Gran thinks it'll be a while yet. Oh. Pity Jazz will miss it.
You seem very disappointed. But you can't turn down a last-minute hot date, can you?
I wish I had his luck with the girls.
You get on very well with the ones on your course, Johnny.
Yeah.
You're much more natural with them than I ever was. So don't go thinking you have to copy Jazza.
I don't really. And it's okay. Helen's putting some aside in case he's hungry when he comes in. What's up with you?
Yeah, he's still getting used to his new home.
How long are we keeping him in the pen?
It'll be a while before we take him up to the herd.
I remember the day we took Otto out.
You gave me the fright of my life, circling round in front when he wouldn't go through the gate.
Oh, we should have known then he was going to be awkward.
Yeah, maybe we should.
This one's all right, though, isn't he?
Oh, more than all right. Good pedigree, good stats, good confirmation.
He looks real easy to handle off the lorry.
Yeah, Tom did an excellent job.
As soon as he rattled the feed in the bucket, the bull were off like a shot.
No, you're honestly not worried about working with him in future, once he's settled in?
No.
We were serious about that. You can say no. There are plenty of other jobs to do round here.
It's all right. I got over all the, you know, shock and that working with Otto afterwards. It doesn't bother me now.
Oh, that's good.
I told Tom I want to help take this one up to the herd when the time comes.
I'm sure he'll take you with him.
It's like a new start, isn't it, Grandad?
Things are certainly looking up. And your Gran and I are off on our holiday in a few weeks' time.
Sounds like you're really looking forward to it.
You know, Johnny, we really are.
Right, same again.
Right, lager for me, better for Barry.
Right.
That can't be true.
It is.
He's looking forward to it.
Of course he is.
I'm not saying he doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, seems very keen to me.
He is. It's just the pressure's getting to him.
Well, how?
He was saying last night, he's still fretting out a best man.
Oh. I thought his dad's doing it.
Well, if he has to, but it's no great, is it?
No, not really, no.
Like, nobody my own age can stand me.
There's your beer. So why don't you offer to do it?
I thought that's what Ed had in mind. I ruled myself out again.
Why? You'd be a great best man.
Yeah, weddings bring me out in a rash.
Come on. For a friend?
That's the other reason. I like the pair of them too much. Be like leading lambs to the slaughter.
Well, there's some woman out there that'll make you change your mind one day.
Can you see that happening in a hurry?
I used to think the same, mate.
Besides, I reckon he had somebody else in mind. Don't know who, though.
Evening.
All right, David.
And there's your lager.
Ta.
Hi.
Evening.
I wondered if you were busy, Kenton.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm working at the moment.
That's 5:70, please, Jack.
Okay, yeah, I realise that.
Yeah, not the ideal time to barge in.
Well, I've just not had much luck phoning you.
There you go, Hen.
Only take a few minutes.
Which part of I'm working is confusing you?
Promise it won't take long.
Yeah, well, might as well see what he wants. All quiet.
Ta.
Go on, then. Spit it out, whatever it is.
Well, preferably not in here.
Oh.
Go through to the flat, Kenton.
Come on, then. Though I don't suppose it's anything worth hearing.
You'll have to look at our books yourself sometime.
Oh, thanks. I get enough maths at college.
Farming's a business. You have to know where the money's going.
Maybe one day, when I've finished my course.
How do you think you're doing, the written and number side of things?
I don't know. Don't like it. I still have to keep going over stuff.
Everyone does that. And you're not getting any stick off the other students?
Oh, if we need an extra support, nah.
Good.
Not from anyone important. In fact, Kaz says it's pretty cool I had the guts to ask for help, so...
Kaz? I haven't heard of her before.
She's doing a horticulture course.
Nice sort of girl?
Yeah, not bad. So this agent bloke thinks organics is basically sound.
Well, he's had a thorough look round, says it's in a good part of town with plenty of footfall.
That's loads of customers?
Potential customers. And it was making reasonable profits till Tina took over.
That's all right then, isn't it?
Though he's not sure we'll get the full asking price.
Hey, he won't stop eating.
Must be hungry after the journey.
Oh, what are we going to call him, Grandad?
We don't have to call him anything. He's just the bull.
Oh, it'd be easy if he's got a name, though. We won't muddle him up with, the pub.
True. Any ideas?
Well, half a one. What was the model car your mum gave you?
Jack Brabham's Cooper 2.5.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. Cooper. How about that?
For the bull?
Yeah, big, powerful, gonna win his championships.
You know, I'd rather like that. Driving the business on.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny. Cooper it is.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's fine.
Since you're dragging me away from the bar, I didn't want to strand Jolene without enough mixers.
It really won't take more than a minute or two.
So?
Aren't you going to sit down?
No.
All it is... Kenton, if I've caused
some problems, unintentionally.
Are you just here to reel off more excuses?
No, I'm trying to be practical. I want to help.
How?
Look, I know that you and Jolene must be feeling the pinch.
It's none of your business if we are.
No, well, except...
Listen. If it's keeping you awake at night, we're actually coping perfectly well.
Good.
Now, we've taken proper advice. We're doing all the right things to get out of the hole that we're in.
Right.
So, thank you for your concern, but we don't need it, really.
Okay. Well, in that case... As long as you're sure.
Yes. I know what you're trying to do, David, but there's no need. I can cope by myself.
Sure.
Okay, then.
Well, sorry to be a nuisance. Must have got the wrong end of the stick from Jim.
What?
No, it was just a throwaway comment about you being a bit pushed to run your car.
You were gossiping about how hard up we are.
No.
What did he say?
Nothing, he didn't say anything. It's just me picking up the wrong idea.
You think that I can't handle it, don't you? Thanks for the confidence.
I was just worried.
What were you going to do about it? Gloat?
Oh. If things are a bit tight and you need something to tide you over...
Oh, so I'm a charity case now?
No, of course not.
What does that make you? Lord of the Manor?
No.
Where do you get off?
I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Okay. I am in a tight spot, mostly thanks to you. But Jolene and I can get ourselves out of it without your handouts, thank you very much. So you are going to have to find some other way to keep your lousy conscience quiet.
Roy Tucker won't mind you taking it, did he?
Oh, I don't expect so.
Well, it's only a little smear of butter.
Yeah, just enough to keep Daphne licking her belly while I clip her claws. Old still go.
Good of him lending us the key and letting us carry on keeping the ferrets here.
Yeah. I reckon Roy loves it. It's company for him, Dad.
I suppose it is, yeah. Good company, huh?
Yeah, it can't be much fun coming back to an empty house every day.
Well, he's never in no hurry to leave Grey Gables at the end of his shift.
No.
Oh, that Elizabeth Partridge has got a lot to answer for.
Oh, you good girl.
Dazzled him. Then didn't want to know no more. Typical Archie.
He's going to miss his dad when they go.
Oh, he will do. He might want a ferret of his own, then.
That's a thought.
Yeah, why not offer him a kit, eh? You know, they're a fair price. It'll stop him feeling so lonely.
Yeah, maybe. You know, they're off at the end of the month.
Mike and Vicky Tucker.
At least they'll be here for the wedding.
Mike Tucker says little Bethany's bubbling over about it already.
I still can't believe how generous folk have been.
Oh, it's Tom Archer surprised me. Takes a very open hand to offer a whole hog roast, eh?
Well, it's only what Edward deserves. I mean, what he did for that family.
Oh, I could just picture it on the spit. Makes your mouth water.
There'll be plenty for everyone. Here you go, Dad. Can you get Adele out?
Right you are. But you ain't forgotten about Bartleby.
No, there'll be time to patch up his shelter this afternoon.
As long as we don't leave it, you know. You come, girl. Hello, sweetheart.
Right.
Here you are. Do you want the butter?
No. This one don't need distracting, do you, girlie?
Well, I'll scrape the little bit of fur off and put it back in the fridge then.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, it looked like the wedding was completely washed out.
Oh, wow.
Everything on hold. We're out of our home. Edward and Emma out of theirs.
Yeah, well, no, that don't look too bad.
It's been a miracle since then. The whole village getting stuck in. It's coming together just perfect.
Almost perfect, Eddie. There's one thing still not right, and maybe never will be.
Thirty-six. You'll do.
When have you got to be off, Dad?
I'm picking Jim up at 12. Come on, this way.
Bring her some butler in Felpersham?
Yep. We're meeting Hattie at 1, and then if we're all happy, she'll go ahead starting the flood risk assessment for Save.
Are you ready for the next?
Yeah, please, Pip.
Go on, go on. But I take it you won't be stopping at the Bull on the way.
Have you been talking to your mother?
She said it didn't go too well yesterday.
Yeah, not a great success. 29, not quite there yet. Yeah, but at least Kenton didn't throw me straight out this time.
That's some kind of progress.
Don't know why it's always so difficult with him.
You set each other off. Go on, on you go.
Not deliberately.
You should leave anything like that to Mum. She can do diplomatic.
Well, while I was busy getting nowhere with my brother, I missed you popping in and out last night.
I came home again later.
Long after I'd gone to bed. 34, fine. Yeah, so apart from a few garbled comments at breakfast...
All right.
...largely unintelligible...
Yeah, well, it was a late night. I wasn't at my best then.
I haven't heard much about your interview. How did it go?
I wasn't sure about it when I came out. But on you go. But thinking about it, perhaps not too bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, though the beginning was nearly a total disaster.
Will!
What is it? Will something happen?
No.
Why, is George all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Nothing's happened to anyone. I haven't come with bad news.
Then what do you want?
But you left him plenty of time to beat the traffic.
I know.
So how come you were late?
I was waiting to turn out at the junction with Borchester Road, and Toby tapped on the window.
What, Toby Fairbrother?
Yeah, eating a donut.
What's he doing back in Ambridge again? I thought they were looking all over Borsetshire.
Oh, I don't know. But he said hi, and I told him where I was going. He was quite impressed.
Well, he should be by Webster Angry.
We got nattering about a friend of his who used to work for them in the States, so I pulled over.
While you were on your way to interview?
Well, I thought it'd be useful. Background information.
Okay.
I was slightly behind schedule setting off again and drove into the wrong car park when I got there.
Pip!
It's all right. Another candidate put me straight.
Just as well. Yeah. Hello, Tig.
And after that, everything got better.
Lie down, boy.
We had a presentation on what the company does. They operate in 15 different countries.
I know they're good about.
Yeah, they're big in the States and Brazil. And the guy leading the presentation said whoever they take on will spend a lot of time abroad initially.
Oh. So you'll be travelling around?
Only if I'm lucky enough to get picked. Not much chance of that.
How many technical managers are they looking for?
Two. When there were 18 candidates.
Lie down, Tig.
So I'm not getting my hopes up. Though the actual interview wasn't too bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What did they ask you?
What I've done. How I see my career developing.
All the usual stuff.
Pretty much. Talked about here, my degree, my placement in Yorkshire. That's when I got my killer point in.
Oh?
Yeah, we were discussing systems in big units, so I casually slipped in. It's not really how you handle livestock, it's how you handle the people handling the livestock. Yeah, it seemed to go down well.
Yeah. And when will you hear back from them?
In the next few days. If they want me for a second interview.
Right. And now you've been there, do you actually want to work for them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be amazing. Oh, Dad, so many opportunities. Oh, I'd learn so much.
Oh, well then.
Oh, but we better get finished weighing, if you're going to get off in time.
Yep. And fingers crossed for a second interview then.
Sorry to interrupt your work.
I was about done. Thinning in the branches anyway.
Oh, I timed it right then, didn't I? I'd have looked pretty stupid shouting this up a tree.
What?
Do you want to be my best man?
What?
Do you want to be my best man next week?
You're not serious?
Yeah, I've been driving around for half an hour, wondering if I'm going to ask you, how I'm going to ask you. Well, now I have. It's over to you.
This isn't a wind-up?
No.
Well, who... You mean, like, the whole works?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, waiting at the church with me, propping me up when I'm a bag of nerves.
Do you want to do it?
I never dreamed you'd ask.
No, me neither.
Why are you?
Well, someone's got to do it, haven't they?
I thought Dad was going to.
Oh, yeah. If he has to.
But you don't want that?
No.
Well, that would be something, wouldn't it? Surprise a few people.
Yeah, it certainly would.
Well, then.
What?
I was just thinking you were going to be my best man, weren't you?
Yeah.
Look how that worked out.
But this is, there's no sense dragging up the past, Will.
No. Oh, I was only saying. Not much of an omen.
Let's just forget about that, yeah?
Yeah, all right.
There's no point in opening old wounds.
That's easier for you to say than me.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm never going to forget, am I?
Look, I'm not going to beg, Will. I'm only really asking to keep Mum and Em happy.
Oh.
It's for their sake, not mine.
So you don't actually mean it?
Well, not if you're going to rub the past in my face, no.
Well, I get it. You just want to come across as Mr. Reasonable.
Oh, forget
it. And make me the bad guy like you always do.
Fine. You don't want to do it? Don't do it.
No. Not if you don't really want me to.
It suits me. It suits me, fine.
And me.
I'll find someone else to ask. Someone I actually give a damn about.
Oh, it's starting to look better.
Oh, I can't do nothing else till Edward brings up the timber he promised.
Well, best sit down and have some cider then. I poured a glass out for you.
Oh, Joe. Oh, I've worked up a real thirst. A lot of the old wood was rotten. It'll be more comfortable for Bartleby when I'm finished.
Yeah, well, it's a shame I got to pay for his booster, though.
Yeah. Fancy Doc not being at the stables.
Oh, you still going on about that?
Yeah, what was he doing there, of all places?
What did he tell you?
Visiting old friends.
And Alistair wasn't bothered?
Well, he didn't seem to be.
Oh, hello.
I doubt he had much to say in the matter.
Clary wouldn't like it if I went calling on Dolly Treadgold again.
Yeah, I don't expect she would.
Right, this is me back to work.
Archer women are all the same. Only happy with an extra man or two running after them. Surprised at young Shula, though.
What you got for me, Edward?
I'll have a look in the trailer.
Okie dokie.
There's some cider here if you want it.
Oh, no tar, Grandad.
These are posts.
Yeah, well, the fence are fixed for the estate.
Oh, you said panels.
Did I?
Yeah. Well, posts is no use for Bartleby's shelter.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Hey?
Oh, I can't get anything right.
Hey, it's only a few lumps of wood, son.
Well, it's not just that. It's everything.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I've got Rob's backup. I can't get a shot on my 50 acres.
Well, that ain't the end of
then
the world.
Bring the wrong sort of wood.
Oh, who cares? You got a lot on your mind. It's just wedding jitters.
Oh, you're building up to the best day of your life, Edward. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's another thing. I just asked Will to be my best man.
Oh. What did he say?
What do you think?
Oh. Well, at least you tried, Edward. It's not easy for William.
Well, it wasn't just him. It was me.
How?
It was sort of almost getting on. And I don't know what started it. We were both mouthing off at each other, and that was that.
Well, you two boys don't know when to keep your mouths shut.
Do you want him to be your best man, Edward?
No. I don't know. He's a complete idiot. I can't stand him, but he's my brother, isn't he?
We'll be right back. You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.